I'm a detailer. Washing cars easy for me. I'm a detailer. Washing cars easy for me. I'm a detailer. Washing cars easy for me.
Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I'll be your host. How did you guys like our theme music? It's a demo track. The guy working on it is a little busy being a real musician. But I wanted something. I wanted to throw something together. He's going to throw it in some auto-tune. He's going to throw some guitars on it. Should be a little more well-produced for the next episode. But that was actually a song that my daughter came up with about 2 years ago, just goofing. She said I needed a theme song for the detail shop. Those were her lyrics. My buddy just put some music to it. Hope you guys enjoyed it. So on to season two. I know you guys have been dying to me to start this back up again. We took a little bit longer than anticipated because our next guest is just so badass. It was hard to get scheduled down, seeing as how she is in the Netherlands and I am in Orlando, Florida, United States of America. A little bit of a time difference, so we had to get some scheduling done, but we made it happen. We're started. Season two is back. This is an episode we are going to talk with Esme, aka the Detailing Girl. Again, she's badass. If you don't know who she is, I'm pretty sure most of you guys do. I've been following her for about 3 years now on Instagram. I'm just blown away by her work. I wanted to talk with her. We're going to try to go a little more international this season, as I mentioned on the little mini prelude to an episode or season last week. So she is our first international guest. So prepare to get your passport stamped for the Netherlands. Here we go. Enjoy.
Hello, how are you? Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. Hello. Okay, so before I get this wrong, I know I asked you, is it Esme?
Yes, it's perfect.
Okay, awesome. I didn't want to mess it up. That's how I always say it, but I feel like there could be a bunch of different ways to say it.
Yeah, I know. I've heard a lot of them.
Right. Okay, so we're going to jump right into this. And if you're not sure, just let me know and I'll try and rephrase things to kind of make it easier for you. Because I know you said that your English is spotty sometimes.
Yes, I'm sorry.
It's awesome. Listen, I mean, everybody I've kind of spilled the beans about is like, holy cow, like you got her. That's awesome.
I'm not that special.
Listen, we're not all that special, but sometimes we are. So the first question I ask everybody, if you haven't had a chance to listen to the podcast, is give us. Okay, so let everybody know who you are, if they don't know who you are, and how did you get into detailing? When did you get into detailing? Just a little bit of background.
I'm Esme. I'm from the Netherlands. My age is the biggest secret ever. I never tell my age.
But, that's fine. We don't need to know that.
Twenties, and I like to keep it that way. But
right.
I'm actually 31, and I started detailing I think about 5 years ago.
Okay.
I was always behind the bar and didn't have a real job, and it's just by luck it came by on Facebook for me.
Okay.
And there was this ad that my previous employer was searching for. New employment, new detailers, and I didn't even know what detailing was. But I was like, hey, what the hell? I love cars and I love cleaning. Why not? And yeah, I went there to the shop and introduced myself. But 5 years ago, I was this blonde, tall girl, looked a little bit like Barbie. And I thought that was who I am. So when I came in the shop, the guy was like, oh my God, what do I need to do with you? I don't have any beer for you to tap, or I don't have any drinks to mix. I was like, give me the chance, please. And we do it a month. If you like it, I can stay. If you don't like it, well, your shop is clean.
Right.
And we had a lot of fun and we parted our ways. I think it was 2 weeks and I got my contract already because apparently, yeah, I'm good at detailing.
Yeah, no, you really definitely are.
So yeah, that's a little how I started. And I think now for a year ago, I started my own business and I started working for Angel Wax.
Right. So is it just you at the shop or do you have anybody that helps you?
No, at the moment it's just me. I'm a mobile detailer for my own business. I really have a dream of opening my own shop one day, but it's really expensive.
Yeah.
And I don't have the money for it yet, so I'm saving up. And at Angel Wax, it's not because I'm not detailing, but I teach detailing.
Right.
So I always train others, and I was supposed to travel the world and meet every detailer all around the world and share our passion and talk about Angel Wax and detailing, and yeah, then Corona happened.
Yep.
So now I'm training in the Netherlands, and I really love it. I love sharing my passion.
That's awesome. I mean, I'm a little bit of fanning out here. I've probably been following you on Instagram for, man, I don't know. I want to say probably 3 years.
I started Instagram 3 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, and honestly, like, you know, it's one of those things where I don't even remember how I stumbled upon you. I don't know if somebody else like tagged you in a thing or if it was one of those you were recommended, but like I saw your work and I was like, holy cow, this girl is like really badass. And so like I've followed you, like I said, it must be about 3 years now. So when I kind of started this little podcast deal, I've already done 10 episodes, and it was more of trying to get to know other detailers a little bit better without trying to like slide into DMs, so to speak, although that's kind of what I have to do to get people onto the show. So you know, when we did I wasn't even sure how the first season was going to go, and it ended up being pretty good. So when I decided to do this one and I saw we had a little bit more international listeners, I wanted to reach out to detailers that are not just specifically here in the US. And so you were like one of the first people I thought about, and I was like, man, like she'll probably tell me no. But then you're like, yeah, and I was like, yeah. Like,
oh, actually, I love this. It's only scary.
No, it's not scary. Time, so, listen, yeah. we're gonna talk some detailing, we're gonna talk some other things. Cause again, like I said, this is kind of like a get to know somebody that I think does really good work or I want to know more about. So that kind of being said, like my next question is not a detailing question for you. And if anybody doesn't know Esme has a lot of tattoos. So how old were you when you got your first tattoo?
Oh gosh, I think my mom is gonna kill me. I was 17. Okay. And it was in the back of some barber shop. It's really bad.
How many tattoos do you have? Because you have like a sleeve and partial leg sleeve and...
Yeah, I've got a leg sleeve. And I got a partial arm sleeve. And right. I think I've lost count. I've got a lot. but I'm not finished yet. I don't know. Tattoos are also my passion. And I always say that tattoos are a little bit the scars of your soul.
Right.
They mostly tell the story of your past, and that's in a kind of pictionary book on your body. And
I think it's
as art in my way of expressing myself a little, and it makes me feel a little bit badass sometimes. So
Yeah, definitely. Do you have a favorite? Is there one that maybe means?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It's actually the most cordial one I've got. I've got this heartbeat, and it says on the end, just live. And it's a kind of reminder of myself that I just need to let go of everything and just live my life and enjoy it.
Awesome.
So that one is my most favorite.
Yeah, and a lot of times we definitely need just a little subtle reminder sometimes to, you know, just don't worry about everything and
yeah, just enjoy life.
Exactly. Exactly. So how did you come to join Angel Wax?
When I first started working as a detailer, I was already working with Angel Wax, and because my old employer used it.
Right.
And immediately gave me the results that I really wanted. And when I started training for becoming a good detailer, I also had my training from Angel Wax. Uh-huh. And I know actually the first thing that guy told me, and he told me I think it was 3 weeks into detailing, and I was just this rookie, and he told me, girl, you're going to make it. I know it. I was like, yeah, probably not. And now we're still laughing about it because he's now my employer, and I work part-time for them. Yeah, we started for training all over the world, and now it's training in the Netherlands, and also a little distributing of your products. Yes.
Uh-huh.
And on social media, I do. I show what I can do with that product, so that's a good advertising for them, I think.
right, exactly. So when you say you're doing training you know, before Corona, you were going to do training all over. Is that you going and you physically doing training? Like people could take training from you?
Yes. In January, I was in Tokyo.
Oh, nice.
I did there for Spashan. I did there some training. And I think in Bari, I've been. By La Cura del Auto in Italy. Uh-huh. I did some training, and it was absolutely amazing thing because it was with 7 women, and we talked about being a woman in a men's world, and our passion for our love, for our job and everything. And I've been to Scotland, to Glasgow. I did there some training, and yeah, then it stopped. So it was supposed to be that, yeah, I give training to people all over the world. They could sign up in every different country, and I would fly to that country and give them a training. And we can discuss our passions, and in the meantime I give them training and my how I do it.
Right. No, that's awesome. And you mentioned about, you know, being a woman in a male, for the most part, a male dominated industry. And I, in my first season, I had one of my friends who is local here, and she's a detailer just starting out. And so, like, I wanted to kind of get her side because, again, she's very new to it. For the most part, she's been detailing for a long time, but not kind of on this level. So in that aspect, have you had any issues with, with just being in a, you know, a guy dominated industry, or is everything been kind of hunky dory?
No, it's not been hunky dory. It's harder, I think, for a woman sometimes in this business. Everybody tells me, yeah, you get in the door really quickly. I say, yeah, I get in and they give me a coffee because I'm a woman. But after that, I need to prove myself, I think, twice or three times more than normal a guy should do. But I like it. It gives me the energy and the power to even be better because I absolutely love proving other people wrong. But is it hard sometimes? Yeah, definitely. You have to be strong and keep your head up.
Right. And have you ever had anybody who has maybe not wanted you to detail their car because you're a girl? Like, maybe, you know, they come and they see you or they hear about you and they're like, oh, never mind, you know, I was looking for a guy to do it.
I got a phone call once and I picked up. Hey, it's Esme, is your boyfriend there? He asked and said, no, why? Yeah, I was looking for the car detailer. So yeah, that's me. Oh, and then he hung up. But that's the only one, I think.
Right. Well, that's good at least. So right. No, no, no. Listen, I mean, I've met plenty of, you know, women in this industry that, like, I look up to. I mean, obviously you're one of them. I mean, you know, I don't think it's, you know, any one gender is better than the other in this industry. I think it really just is, you know, how detail oriented are you as a person, to be able to do a job that is done at a certain level. What are some of your favorite Angel Wax products? Do you have like certain go-tos that you use more than the others, or are you just all across the board, everything?
Yeah, the Resurrection, that's the heavy compound of Angel Wax. I think there's nothing I can't do without it.
Yeah, that's kind of a
mess. I can take on with their heavy compounds and their wool pad. That's my most favorite combination, and everybody knows it, I think, also on Instagram.
Yeah.
Revelation. It's this iron for washing and for the rims. I absolutely love it. I love the smell, and everybody thinks I'm crazy because it smells horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I think all iron products smell terrible. Like rotten eggs. It smells like rotten eggs to me.
I don't know why. Yeah, overall, I absolutely love their products because they're environment friendly, and it's just a good and honest product, and they do what they tell you. So
right.
I think, yeah.
No, that's awesome. It. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Resurrection and Regenerate. Those are my two favorites.
Have you ever combined them on a pet?
I have.
So that you do one drop of Resurrection and one drop of the other.
Yep, I have. I actually learned that from Vincent Gentile when I met him. And another thing I learned from him was, even when you're using Resurrection, can you hear me?
Yeah. Sorry, okay. You got
right.
Just
no, just
because
no,
you were stuck a little.
No, no, my internet sometimes here is I don't know why, like we have a really good router and everything.
Yeah, and they're working on my internet today.
Yeah. But what I was going to say was, what he told me is, when you use Resurrection, instead of wiping it off when you're done, he's like, just change up to a different, to like a softer pad, and then go back over it and polish it out. Because at that point you've already used up the abrasiveness of the compound has, you know, worn down, and then you've just got pretty much a polish left. And so he said, a lot of times you can do it that way. You're just switching pads. So I've tried that a couple of times, and thanks to him, it's worked really well.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing, because I do that too, especially on the solid paint cars. They're always really easy to scratch, and when you put a cloth on it, you're always scratching it. And when do it like that, it works amazing, and you get such an amazing result. So he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. Vincent's a great guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so in detailing, a lot of detailers prefer to do like one or the other, like either they're interior people or they're exterior people. Exterior people usually hate to do interiors. Some interior people just don't feel comfortable with exteriors. You pretty much are badass at both, but do you have a preference? Like, when you get an interior, are you just like, ugh, an interior job?
I like the leather in the interior jobs because it gives, the most amazing results. I don't like the fabric interior, but I'm definitely an exterior girl. I just love correcting paint and the results you get from it. It's absolutely mind-blowing sometimes, and
right. It
amazes myself sometimes what I can do with it. So, yeah, I'm an exterior girl. Sorry.
No. Listen, I'm an exterior guy. I mean, I don't like doing interiors unless they're going to pay the money for it.
I'm kind of like that too.
So one question I like to ask everybody is, because obviously this is something that not everybody does forever. It's tough on our bodies. And a lot of people end up with issues for it. How long do you think you'll detail for? And do you have like plans for after detailing, or are you just kind of like, I'll ride it until my body says I can't do it anymore, and then I'll figure something out?
I'm kind of thinking the last thing. No, that's a little bit the reason why I started with AngelX, because I've got some back problems. I think I've worked for 3 years without a lift, and that really kills your back. So I, at the moment I'm starting in teaching and hoping that I can maybe go through with something like this for the future, but giving up completely detailing, I'm not sure I'm ever going to do it.
Right. Yeah, I don't think any of us completely.
No, sometimes I'm so messy in my head and stressed out. And when I start detailing, it's just like the whole world falls. Yeah, it's gone. And I'm just with that car and with my results. And that's why I just love what I do. And I don't think I'm ever going to give that up.
That's exactly how I feel about it. I love, you know, a lot of people are like, man, how do you do it? And especially working by yourself. And it's like, you know, I can put my music on, my blinders are just on that panel of that I'm working on, you know, that 2x2 section of paint is all that I'm paying attention to. And I can shut out the rest of the world, close the shop door down. I mean, the world could be ending outside and I wouldn't know because I've got my music on, the door down, and I'm focused on a panel. So that's you've got the same mindset that I feel.
Yes, it's exactly that what you're saying.
What's something you haven't learned yet but you want to learn in the industry, whether if it's like doing PPF or doing leather repair or touch up paint work type stuff? Is there something you haven't learned yet that you want to?
That's a really good one. At the moment, I'm starting to learn the leather repair and the paint touch jobs. So I absolutely love learning new stuff because I think you can learn every day. But the PPF and the car wrapping is something I really want one day to add to my detailing skill set, I think. I did a car wrapping course once, but it just was one day. I think first I want to be extremely badass at detailing, and then when I'm dead, maybe I do something else, because in my opinion, you don't have to do everything. You have to be really good at one thing, and then maybe you can add something else, because you can be pretty good at all the things, but I like to be really good at one thing, I think.
No, definitely. I mean, that's that was kind of my thought process too, but I just jumped into learning PPF because I was tired of subbing it out and seeing the money that the guy that I sub it out to was making and how much money it was leaving the shop. And I was like, man, well, if I just learn it, that's money that'll stay in the shop. And so I'm still figuring it out. I did training and it is, I did training and I'm practicing a little bit. It's kind of hard when, you know, thankfully I've been very busy lately, which this is kind of like my slow time of the year. It usually slows down for me, but thankfully I've been fairly busy, but it's been kind of hard to practice, and you kind of need practice to be able to do it.
Most of the time's a good thing. Yeah, I get it. Normally I'm pretty, it's also this time when I'm quiet, it's not that busy anymore in the shop. It's crazy. I think because of Corona, that it still keeps the business going.
Yeah.
People here are more buying cars and not going on holiday. So that's for me a good
thing. Right. And I think what helps, I mean, I don't know if it's the same over there as it is here, but, you know, here they're giving crazy deals at the dealerships, you know, 0% or low interest rates and, you know, huge incentives. So a lot more people are buying new cars right now, which then leads to them wanting them, you know, coated or corrected or things of that nature. What type of things do you like to do outside of detailing? Like, do you have any hobbies or passion projects?
Oh God, I get the question so many times. Well, my other passion is tattooing, but I don't do it myself. And next to that, I really don't know anymore. I think the past 3 years, I've completely dedicated my life to becoming a really good detailer. And because I really wanted the job at Angel X, so I worked my ass off for it. And I think I've detailed 6 to 7 days a week. Oh, so next to that, I go to car shows. And friends of mine helped me. I want to learn a little bit more about the mechanic part of cars. So okay. So I can do a little bit more on cars. And no, my life's all about cars, I guess.
No, that's good. And I see sometimes you I don't know if you guys call them like rallies over there or whatever. Like I saw yes. where you guys did I think with Waxham. You rode around and cleaned the cars like during the rally or something like that.
Yeah, that's true for Streetgasm. Yeah, that's I think the most awesome thing I've ever done in my complete life and will ever do. That was so sick. It was seven days, 120 supercars in seven countries, and we drove 300 to 400 kilometers every day. Oh, and then cleaned over 40 cars every day. So it was really hard, but it was really worth it. It's one of the most amazing experiences I've ever done.
So how were you doing, if you were traveling and in supercars, how were you doing cleaning? Were you just doing like a panel wipe type deal, like a detail?
No. No, we had this caddy, Volkswagen caddy, and we had our power hose, high pressure hose hooked right. up to this barrel in the back. Sorry, that's my bad English.
No, yeah.
And we just washed them. We were with, I was with this girl. I don't know if you know her, detailing Dutchie. She was my colleague.
I think I actually started following her when I saw her doing that with you, I believe.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's just, she's so badass. She's a really good detailer. I really miss working with her too. And uh-huh. the experience to do that with her, that was absolutely, yeah, we were a good team. We worked our asses off and we could rely on each other. Also with Sander from Waxham, he was the owner. And yeah, we just washed our asses off, I guess.
Right. That's that's pretty awesome. I mean, you just basically made a little Volkswagen a mobile detail unit with a water tank and a pressure washer in the back of it.
Yeah, we started our trip 2 hours before they started. So we got up at 5 or 6 and then we started driving and we did take a different route. So we would always be 1 hour before them at our location and we could set up. And then when the first one came in and they had these stickers on the car and they could think it. And if they were said yes, then they wanted to be washed that day. And
right.
They wanted to be washed another day. So that's how we could track which car we needed to do. And it really worked perfectly, actually.
Oh, that's cool.
We were the first team that actually did them all. That's why.
Oh, wow.
In 7 days. So we're really proud. It was, it was a good team effort.
That's awesome. So who do you look up to in the industry? Or do you have anybody that mentors you?
I get mentored, I think, by Jurian from Angel Wax. Okay. He's been my teacher since the beginning. But who I really look up to in the industry, there are two women. I think they're just these badass women. And it's Jennifer from Cars Mythology. Everybody knows her, I think.
Everybody knows Jennifer.
She is amazing.
She is.
When I started detailing, she was the girl I wanted to become.
Nice. Yeah, I love Jen. Jen's a pretty good friend. We talk here and there. She's super busy, but we talk when we can. And then it's nice. Here in Orlando, Florida, where I'm at, they do MTE, which is kind of like a little mini SEMA. So Jen comes with IGL for that. So it's always nice to get to hang out with her and see her when she comes for that.
Yes, I wish we did the car shows, but we don't do anything at the moment.
Yeah.
Jealous.
Yeah. Well, you were supposed to come to SEMA this year, weren't you?
And then
I got bailed on. Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually my dream to go to SEMA. It's the one thing I've been working for, I guess. I think when you're the best detailer, you go to the SEMA. So I was always,
right.
I want to go. And this year I was supposed to go next week. So yeah, that sucks.
Well, hopefully next year you'll be able to come
For sure, I'm coming.
Yeah.
Nothing can stop me. Only Corona. And Trump saying there's not allowed any European people in the America. But
we'll smuggle you in somehow. Yeah. We'll get you here.
Be really small.
So. Yeah. Yeah, because I went last year. It was my first time, and it was crazy. It was awesome to like meet everybody that I talked to on Facebook. You know,
yeah,
like,
that's the thing. I'm
you have these relationships on Facebook and Instagram with detailers from all over, and so it was nice to actually like, you know, buddy up and walk around and see them in the booths and stuff like that. That's awesome. On the subject of mentor and looking up to people in the industry, is there anybody that you mentor? Or you know, try to help out? Do you have people calling you kind of on the regular and say, hey, you know, Esme, I'm having a problem with this, like how should I tackle it, or what do you suggest?
I think I get over 100 or 150 DMs like that every day. It's absolutely crazy. Yeah, and I respond to a lot of them. I pick them out and I search for the good questions, because I can't reply to them all. I did it in the beginning, but then I was like 3 or 4 hours on Instagram and everything every day.
Right.
And next to your job, that takes up a little bit of your life. So I stopped doing that. And now I take out 10 questions a day and try to help people, because I think, it's a good thing to help others. And I don't know everything, but the things I do know, I like to share them and help other people come further.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. I'm nowhere near 100 DMs a day, but I get a few, and I'm always kind of like, wow, like me, really? Couldn't ask somebody better. But it's awesome. I mean, it's just like you said. I mean, I always tell people, listen, this is what works for me. Hopefully it works for you.
Yeah, that's exactly the same thing that I say, because detailing is not something that you learn in a school. It's what you learn from somebody else. So everybody does it their own way. And I'm always like, it doesn't matter the way you do it, as long as the results speak for themselves. Yeah, that's
exactly. And a lot of times it's kind of by feel, you know, like you could look at something and be like, oh, I know exactly what's going to take that out. And it doesn't. And you just kind of have to play around and feel how everything's working. At least that's how I do it sometimes. A lot of times
every car is different. I always say that every car is different. Right. Every paint is different, and every car is being handled differently. So you never know what to expect.
Exactly. Exactly. So one thing you mentioned this morning, I kind of wanted to ask you about, because maybe it'll help people or not. I don't know. You mentioned to me about, you know, being kind of scared to do this. Hopefully it hasn't been too frightening for you. It's pretty easy. But I know the one thing you've conveyed to me in talking these past few weeks is your English not being very well. And I'll say you've answered everything pretty great. But you did mention getting bullied for your English.
Yeah.
Is that something like as a child, or is that something like in the industry, or?
Yeah, it was on Instagram. I said something, I've started this YouTube channel, and I said something wrong in my YouTube, and it was my first video.
Uh-huh.
And someone called me out on Instagram about it, that I said it wrong, and it really, yeah, it's not nice, and that got me a little bit insecure about my English. And right. I know in the beginning my English was really bad, because I was like the schoolgirl, and I heard it, so I was like, how more I started talking English, the better it came.
Right.
Really, I know I still make mistakes, but it's really hard. It's not my main language, so I know I'm also made the typing mistakes in uh-huh. writing, but I'm also dyslexic. I don't know.
Okay.
So my Dutch is also crap.
Well, you know, nobody's perfect.
No, yeah.
But I think you've done an excellent job with this.
Thank you.
You know, I don't
easy for me, so thank you.
Well, and again, I mean, it's not, you know, it's not hard hitting kind of stuff. Again, it's just, like I said, it's people that I want to maybe reach out to and, you know, be more friendly with or get to know better. So it's more of just, you know, ask some questions. And the cool thing about this is by putting it in a podcast, you know, everybody can listen to it and then everybody gets to know, you know, Esme. Everybody gets to know, you know, whoever the other people I've talked to. And it's gotten some pretty good feedback so far. So I'm glad everybody's enjoying it. Well, that's kind of it. That's all I have for you. Quick and painless. I told you I'd keep it short. I think we're at about the 40 minute mark or so. I don't know. I haven't been keeping track. But I really appreciate you doing this and being a guest for me, and maybe I can get you back on when we do like a big open table, like a round table open discussion type deal. Maybe I can get you back on for something.
Work on my English, and thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it. You made English a little bit less scary for me.
No, I tried to make it easy for you. I appreciate it, Esme. I know it's later over there for you than it is here for me, so I won't take up too much more of your time. I just appreciate you doing this, and I look forward to keep following you on Instagram and see all the really cool stuff you did. You did a pista last week, this week, which was pretty awesome. I'm jealous. I haven't done one of those. All righty. Well, you have a great rest of your day. Again, thanks for doing this, and hopefully I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, that was Esme. Big thank you to her for taking the time out of her super busy schedule to talk to me/us. I hope you guys learned a little bit about her like I did. She's so awesome. I can't say enough about how cool she is with this whole deal. She was super nervous leading up to it. Been telling me for the past couple of weeks that she's nervous about it. Her English isn't all that great. But I think she did a phenomenal job. She crushed it. So yeah. So there we go. Season 2, episode 1, done. Ready to rock and roll. Not sure what I'm going to do next week. I have a couple of people that I've talked to for season 2. I just haven't placed an order yet. So next week we'll talk to somebody and do something. So thanks again. Listening. Please, once again, if you can, subscribe to us, like us, leave us a review on whatever device or whatever platform you're listening to us on, whether it's the Anchor app, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, whatever. We've got a lot of people listening to us from all over the world, it seems like. I'd like to hopefully get some more people in. So it's always interesting to see where we're getting listens from. So yeah, appreciate it, guys and gals, and we'll see you next week. Have a good week. Thanks.